Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and here we have another wonderful show doing sample healings, talking about ascension, talking about our 8-hour special physical body organ rejuvenation this coming Sunday, along with our nervous system rejuvenation. Going to be doing mini sample clearing, so if you'd like to call in tonight, please do so. Just pick up the phone and give us a jingle here. We can answer some of your questions here. So we're going to first do a sample clearing here. And let's do the one for pain. So we'll see if anybody out there has any pain. Oh, boy, I'm yawning. Oh, boy, you must know who you are. So looks like neck pain. So here we go. I'm going to release some energies here from the neck. So doing that right now. Okay. Wow. Got it again. Okay, so let's go back 5 days. So 5 days ago for pain clearing, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And again, let's get rid of some entities, possibly out of necks here and elsewhere, but we'll focus on the necks. Wow. We'll see if anybody wants to call in to see if they have any neck problems or not here, because that's what it feels like, neck pain or something here. So releasing these energies now. Remember, the entities can bring you the pain. So you can have many different types of physical healings. And also, you know, energetic healings, but the entities might be taking away that healing from you. So right now we're getting rid of entities. And a good show to listen to is our last Friday show on BBS. And let me pull up a date here for everybody. And that would be, since we're in September now, going back to Friday of last month, which was August. So it looks like it would be August 28th. So you might want to put that down. That's a really good show. And here we go. Taking off some more entities out of everybody. Remember, entities can also give you pain that you choose not to experience, that they want to come through and bring you the pain energy. And they naturally take away the energy for healing, because it goes somewhere and they just somehow just need it, so they take it. This is what they live on also. Oh, boy. So we'll include this here in a basic overall entity clearing, too, for everybody. So let's go back 5 days and clear some entities here. Oh, man. This is coming out in droves here. If anybody out there is yawning, that's a really good sign. Okay, 4 days. Oh, man, I do an entity clearing on the online healings. So you people who are experiencing this, you may want to get on that and get the unlimited version. It's $5 times your age, I believe, and then get on the unlimited for $50 and get these things out of you. Wow. The entities can cause big problems. Not only do they give us pain, et cetera, take away our healing energy, they also come into our consciousness and give us addictions and change your personality. So this is why you want to get them out. Still on 4 days ago here. That's a heavy day for somebody out there. Oh, boy. Okay. Let's go to 3 days now. This one's also heavy. Okay. Okay, 2 days. Well, yawning again. I didn't feel tired when I started this this show. Boy. More is coming out. So Hopefully you guys are feeling much better out there who are listening. You might want to get up and walk around and bend over, stretch, twist. Oh, you might feel better too. Get the energy in your body flowing again here. Okay. Yesterday. So the phone number to call in, and we like hearing people, is 888-815-9756. That's 888. It's toll-free naturally. 815-9756. Okay, entities today. Oh, man.
Ron, this is Sylvia here.
Yeah, Sylvia, how you doing?
Hi. It's going very well. You know, it's quite amazing because you started this by instantly zeroing in on someone with neck pain and trouble with entities, and you also related it to 4 days ago. So we have a listener on the fast chat who then typed in and said that they sprained their neck Saturday surfing and has been in a lot of pain since then. So pretty amazing to have zeroed right in on that, and that's what's happening.
Okay, so here we go. Oh, man. Ooh, okay. Okay, so since now we know what the problem is, we knew that before. Everybody listening may have actually felt it too. So let's loosen some of the muscles up in the neck right now. See if we can take away maybe some of the trauma that's there. There might be some lymph fluid, edema or something. It might just be a muscle tear. So, and here we go. So for the person who had that, let's just give them a treat here. We'll go up to the light ship momentarily here. So everybody listening will go to the light ship now. And this will not work on the archives, but you will be able to feel the energy. You'll be able to feel a lot more peace coming just off of the vibrations of this program as you listen to the archives. We'll be on the light ship for probably about 5 minutes here. So what we're going to do now is do some healing work, much as we can do on the neck. There we go. And energy's feeling a lot calmer right now. Let's take off the planet energies here. So that could be why it happened. Remember, we kind of recycle karma here, past situations, genetic situations, and sometimes the planets can actually cord into that. And remember, when we're dealing with all these other energies, we're actually out of time doing that, and then they imprint on us in time. And then we go through the emotional roller coaster ride or life experience of, the dramas and traumas of living here because we're being remote controlled, basically. So here we go. Taking these energies away right now from the planets that we're connecting, doing mind control. And I think I heard a beep online. Is someone out there? I'm still clearing.
Hello?
So you can talk if you wish. And who are you?
Hello, is this Ron?
Hi.
Hi, Ron. This is Sylvia from Toronto.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia from Toronto. Thank you for calling.
It's amazing what you guys started off with, because I also been suffering with a little neck situation. And I really called in today because I've been getting thoughts that I want to die. And you guys know I'm into the ascension process. I've done my healings. I'm still doing my healings. Completely believe in the Creation Lightship and the work that they do. And I'm getting these thoughts that I want to die. And I'm thinking it must be an entity.
Yep, and it could be more than one of those, yeah, because they'll creep in. So,
wow.
Like we started this healing, we started with pain. And from there, we jumped into entities. So remember, the pain will attract the entities. The entities will give you the pain. And it's very possible that the bodies that these entities lived in, the pain that they were going through was so excruciating, they wanted to die to get out of the pain.
Well, I also have the pain.
And
you're right.
What you're hearing is them talking to you, and they're actually wanting to die because they want to get out of the pain, because they still have that program running in them of the death of the person. And since we're working with neck stuff here, maybe possibly they had a problem with a broken neck or something. Maybe it's very painful. Maybe, you know, the nerves were severed or something. You know, anything could have happened. But typically this is what's probably going on, is that these entities have so much pain in their life when they lived that they want to die to get rid of the pain. And they only know about dying because if they died, then the pain would be over with. They wouldn't have to experience it. But since these are emotional bodies, they still carry that. So what we're going to do now is an entity release for these emotional bodies that are suffering from pain right now. I'll count to 10, and we'll have them leave. They'll go back to the earth spirit that created them. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm yawning. 7. So a lot of them are leaving. 8, 9, and 10. Adios. So, was it adios, amigos? Is that what it is there, I guess? So,
well, thank you.
Hasta la vista. So here
well,
we go.
Thank you.
That's
very
much,
much
better. So hopefully you're all feeling better. And thank you for calling, Sylvia. How are you doing?
Oh,
are you still online?
It's my pleasure. And, you know, these eight-hour sessions, they are so amazing. Like, when I'm in the eight-hour healing that you're doing, is that sometimes I could actually feel them actually leaving. Like when you take out the shapeshifters and, you know, and all the other things that you take out, you can actually feel them just peeling off like a sticker on the skin. And I just wanted to say thank you very
That's
much.
Good. Good to know.
Okay, so, and that barcode that you did for me is working excellent. So thank you very much. And thank you, Sylvia, and thank you for answering my question, because there's no way Sylvia would think about dying.
Yeah, so what when you did the death barcode, how did that affect you? Could you maybe explain to the people what you've experienced and how it felt?
Well,
before
you
and after?
Got my death barcode. Sure, of course, because you got my death barcode days and weeks before I died, because I had 3 codes, and I was on my 3rd. And when you did it, I went through a stage of mourning, of knowing that I could have died. And then the other free healing that you did really helped. And what happened is that my body, previous to you doing that healing, even though I have had a lot of clearings and I was feeling mentally and emotionally and all the other ways perfect, my body was deteriorating because you didn't come up with a death barcode as yet. And my body was dying. It was literally dying. I have been bedridden for the last 3 months. I think I kind of mentioned sort of that to you. Not, you know, but anyway. And after I had a death barcode, my body started rejuvenating. It happened like with a week later, I started feeling the results. But it was really traumatic to know that I came so close to dying. And it's also amazing because you came up with that clearing and you saved me. If not, I would have died. If the creation lightship didn't come up with it, I would have died because I have 3 barcodes. I know I'm rambling on that point, but it's so important because the death barcode really works. I also got it for my other friend, a person that I know, who started it. They started their 10-year cycle a couple years ago. And she basically don't feel a drain of energy. You know how you said there's like a 10-year cycle and then the codes start kicking in after that? Well, I spoke to her and she don't feel a drain of energy at all anymore. Neither does Rob. He has like that drain of energy. He can go and go. So that's how powerful that clarity really is. And I'm surprised if no one has really clued into it, really should, because everyone who speaks about it describes exactly the same thing. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm being too straightforward.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Very good.
No, please forgive me. I'm not trying to be rude, but these healings work.
Good.
Like you say,
fine.
My life.
It's real nice to have people experience and to explain about the death barcode and
because
how important
doctor,
that is. And with you, you were right on the edge there, you know. The old saying, one foot in the grave, the other one on the banana peel, you know, ready to fall in and slip. And that death barcode gave you back probably enough energy to sustain life again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Please don't doubt that. I am able today to start practicing walking. And it's all because of doing that healing. And that was a month ago. The doctors cannot believe that I'm still alive. All the morphine, like basically they couldn't, like, they put me on this drug that is, I read through the internet, it's 8 times stronger than morphine, 3 times heroin, to numb out my pain, and I still were feeling the pain because they expected me to die. Today, I'm not on no medication. Oh, and another thing that you have also done for me, you've put me in rehab. And, you know, I think one day I want to sponsor a show and talk about the Creation Lightship and all the healing rooms and that there is, because there's something called rehab. I have quit morphine taking and derivatives of morphine that is very strong, 8 times past morphine, in days because of going to the Creation Lightship Rehab Center and detoxification. You have done that more than one time for me. That is how perfect the Creation Lightship is. And I'm speaking from personal experience. My muscles are growing back. You know, yes, I'm eating some food, but you also give me nutrients and life force. I remember I had none. And I would call you and I ask you, Ron, I need some life force. I'm dying. And you would give me life force until you came up with a death barcode. The Creation Lightship and you and Anjali and all the supporters, you know, kept me alive. That's my story. That's my truth. And the darkness that is around.
That's wonderful.
You know, I am sorry. Please, can I just say something else? You know, the darkness that is around, I am sorry, it is inside of us. But we can choose to clear it up. And it does work. I remember my planetary clearing. I remember my twin flame reconnection to my twin flame, which happens to be a dragon. I remember all the other clearings, the hate clearing, you know, the mother-father imprinting clearing. I remember all my clearings, and they all work, genetic mind, ego, mind, you know, and they kept me so heart-centered. But I've been having problems with some entity because of this pain. I've been so drugged up previously. So anyway, thank you
okay,
very
well,
much.
Okay, we'll do a clearing here to... I don't normally do this one. We'll take away, since you've had in your body morphine and anything else that you've had, Sylvia, that you can mention here from your medication.
Yes, I had fentanyl, the patches. It's a popular thing that they give out, pain patches, morphine, paramorphine. So it's like 8 times stronger than morphine. And I've had Tylenol. I've also had another name of drugs, like sleeping tablets that causes psychosis, because 2 different types of sleeping tablets are very, very strong, potent names, and I don't know them.
Okay. We're going to do a clearing right now, and mm-hmm. I'm sure there's people out there listening who may have taken some type of drug, even maybe an aspirin. So we'll just put this all underneath the same umbrella. So thank you for calling, Sylvia, and we're going to continue on with this healing here.
Thank you very much.
So this will be...
Sylvia and Ron.
Okay, thank you. So this will be like a drug clearing, substance clearing. It could be an addiction clearing. Different ways of kind of, you know, looking at this here. Some people maybe take aspirins maybe every day or something because they need to and they get addicted to them or something. You know, I don't know what's out there for people, what they're doing, but we're going to do a clearing here to release this energy out of you, okay? Now, what I will say is it's possible that if you've been used to taking maybe, you know, an aspirin, just to say a day or something a day, that after having this clearing, that one aspirin might be a lot stronger to you. And so instead of taking maybe one or two a day, maybe a third of one may work fine for you because your body will be getting detoxed instantly here. And the effects of having this long term kind of numbs your body out, so you have to take more. So here we go. Let's just start clearing here. So whatever, you know, you're dealing with, I'm not really going to put any labels on it. It could even be, you know, it's any type of drug that people are taking. It could be prescription or non-prescription. Remember, the life shift does not judge you on what you do in this lifetime because you're here to experience life. And so if you are addicted to some type of substance that may be illegal or something, it still doesn't make any difference to the light shift, whatever it is. We're trying to take away that energy out of your body that will allow you to have a better life. And just know that maybe after this, and I say maybe because everybody's different, you may not need as much as what you had before, okay? And so let's just see how this works here. What I'd highly recommend doing after this clearing is probably get on just the water charging for maybe a week or something on the website and specify that you want this water to clean out the drugs that you have been taking out of you to help you to detox and flush it out of you. And that would probably be what I'd recommend doing. Getting the specially divine activated drinking water to do a detox for drugs. And you might even want to take a nice hot shower afterwards here after this program. Or maybe, you know, a sauna would be great. You know, I don't know where you people are living. You might even be next door to a hot springs, who knows, you know, or something. But you may want to do something like that to maybe get your body to sweat. To get rid of some of the toxins, too. So I'm still clearing out this drug addiction here. Here we go. And remember, if you maybe you haven't had the drugs that you had in the past for quite a while, they still could be in your body. Maybe laying dormant or having an effect on you. So if you start to taste something strange, maybe you used to smoke cigarettes, you know, maybe a couple years ago and you stopped, you might actually feel or sense, I mean, the taste of cigarettes in your mouth right now. You might even be coughing because your lungs now are going through a detox, getting rid of this substance out of you. I can mention I was working with one lady, and this is probably, I'd say, maybe 3 years ago, the way it looks, I think. And I'm doing a clearing on her, and all of a sudden, I have a hard time breathing. So I had to get up, and I actually had to throw up about five times. But the interesting thing is that when I was throwing up during her session, I didn't really throw up anything out of my stomach. It was just mucus, which seemed really strange to me because whenever, you know, I'm used to throwing up, you know, you get that stomach acid coming up, you know, from your stomach. I was actually throwing up probably the cancerous fluids that she had in her lungs. And after doing the clearing on her, she did mention that she, you know, was a heavy smoker, I believe. And that she had a lung problem, which may have been cancer. I like to know these things ahead of time to kind of get my body prepared for what people put me through. But this one here was quite unusual. And I was kind of surprised because I threw up like probably about five mouthfuls, okay? full of fluid. It was quite interesting. You know, I'd say it'd be like a coffee cup full of fluid, you know, maybe a couple of those. It was just interesting. So it was just strange. So my body took the energy in and had to get rid of it. So it turned more into physical as opposed to energetic. And normally the light ship will just take it out of me instantly, but this here somehow had to get released this way. So
Ron, while you're doing this clearing, may I ask a question?
Yeah, this is a pretty heavy clearing out here. This might take another 5 minutes.
Yeah, it feels that way.
Yep,
well,
it feels rough.
Yeah, definitely. And actually, what you were saying earlier kind of got me to thinking and wondering. You know, you were talking about how when you take a drug or a medicine, you know, not every part of that leaves your body. So you have the residues that, you know, you may feel later on or something. But I was thinking about, let's say someone has an injury, for example, you know, that they take a drug for or a severe illness or something, then wouldn't that energy of that drug kind of be related to that pain or that illness or that problem that they're having at the time that they took the drug? And then if that energy was kind of that, you know, those residues that you talked about kind of were still in the body, couldn't that kind of be triggering some of that old energy that hadn't been healed yet of either the injury or the, you know, the illness or whatever trauma the person was going through at the time when they were taking that drug?
Well, that's very perceptive. Yeah, because I'd say it could work both ways, in the front door or in the back door. You know, that's kind of the way I see it. So the drug that, let's just say you took some cough medicine. Well, the cough medicine resonated to maybe a sore throat. And so now you took the cough medicine and your body, you know, took it in, absorbed it, stored it someplace because it had to go somewhere, fixed your sore throat, we'll say, helped it a lot. And this energy from the sore throat now is in the solution that you took, and your body now is hanging on to it. So now as you go through a detox for that particular medicine, we'll call it, or whatever it was, all of a sudden that same energy could be attached to, laying dormant in you, and you could feel a sore throat happening. That's very good, Sylvia.
So it seems
whatever else that would be, because it's still going to resonate to that situation.
Yeah,
very,
so
it'd
be very interesting to find out, you know, what happens for people, you know, if they're able to get rid of these things that are, or rid of the energy that's connected to it as they go through the light ship clearings.
Yeah, very interesting. We did a lot of entity work on one of those calls, on an 8-hour call, I think, a few months back or so. So I imagine people probably had this similar experience here. As the entities, you know, were released, they were also maybe bringing with them or activating a little bit what they came in to experience in the body. But those are taken away from the people. But very, very interesting. Yeah, we can't get away from this stuff. There's no simple way to... just to do one thing, when you start, when you get into judgment, which is what we're doing by taking all this stuff here, you know, because we're actually thinking that the divine energy really can't help us, and the stuff outside of ourselves can, then, you know, we have something else to deal with. And unfortunately, our spirit is not powerful enough to overcome and to heal us completely. That's just the way it is here right now. And sometimes this is why, you know, people command their spirit to heal them, and the spirit doesn't have the horsepower. And then you can take some type of maybe medication or something to numb out the issue, and that seems to work. And maybe it does work perfectly, but your spirit can't do that because it's not powerful enough to overcome the judgments of the past. And it gets overwhelmed. So it's quite interesting to see and to watch all these healings that I do with people for myself, just as an observer, and to get that information and to see things happening. We're almost done here. There, we're done. So that's as far as I can go with this one here. What I will say also on the website, we just have up a new seven generational clearing, and this is for the curses, hexes, and spells. So if you want to go deeper with this here, that's now available on the website here. So that's the seven generation curses, hexes, and spells. And if you haven't had that done, that's a very, very powerful clearing. Remember, anybody who thinks bad thoughts about you can do this stuff. But this one and also the dark side practitioner, they kind of go hand in hand. So back to you, Sylvia. I'm going to get some water here.
Okay. I wanted to say thank you again to Sylvia in Toronto for calling in with your wonderful lightship healing story that you shared with us. That was just incredible, and so happy to hear about your results with the death barcode clearing, and be interesting to hear your experience with this medication clearing to see how that affects the healing process for you. So thank you so much again. Thank you to Joni for typing on the fast chat about your relief with your neck and being able to turn your neck now. And also thank you to Kimberly for talking about your results on the fast chat with your death barcode removal and your skin becoming more youthful. That's great. So yeah, it's amazing to see how these clearings affect different people differently, and we've had just so many comments about the resurgence of life and life force energy that people have had since they've gotten their death barcode clearings. And Ron, I don't know if you're back with your water now, but
I'm back.
We haven't talked too much about the death barcode clearings lately because we've been talking about the special 8-hour clearings that you're doing, and I do want to get to that because that's something coming up in just a few days. But for those that aren't familiar with this concept of having death barcodes put on us, could you explain a little bit about that and how it works to get those cleared?
Well, basically the dark side sets you up, and you have typically three of them. Some people have maybe one or two less, typically. Some people have more than three. You could have as many as a half a dozen or so. But most people, will say 90% of the people, have three of them. So basically what happens is 10 years prior to when the first death barcode comes into place, remember that the dark side wants to kill you. They already figured out they got enough energy out of you. They set up your astrological chart this way so that you're able to leave. That's basically what it is. It's a way to get out of here. And so they give you these barcodes, and they set you up with situations in your life to have them get activated. So we notice that the most people have problems in their life, and this, stuff starts happening to them more and more often. And these times or years normally are within that first 10-year time frame. Something will happen to them, it'll get a little bit worse, and it'll get worse and worse. So you lose maybe a third of your energy or more. And then the death barcode comes into effect. The mind of your body that's supposed to be your internal healer gives up because it says, wow, this body's going to be dying. There's no reason for me to move on and live longer because there's death in there. And why should I try? So it gives up. And your immune system, slowly starts not to work properly. And your infection body gives up. So all of a sudden now, instead of having your life your body trying to restore life, it just says, I can't do it because of this death barcode. So you lose a lot of your energy. When the energy is lost, then you start feeling tired. And then naturally, you start attracting more illness to you, and normally the first one can take most of the people out. Now, for some reason, you're really strong-willed, and maybe you know, maybe you're only 40 years of age and you have a family and you don't want to leave, so you kind of push through that. So now, after you pass that particular age, we'll just say the age is 40, so at age 30 you started going downhill and it got worse each year, and then naturally the dark side puts in place you know, booby traps for you to get even worse, you know. And so you bypass and you say, man, I'm going to live on I don't want to leave my children or my family. I want to be here. So all of a sudden, you know, you pass the death barcode at 40, and but you're running on less energy. So you're actually pushing through using all the energy that you can to stay alive. And they set you up now for the second one because they know that the first one may not have worked. So they have, you know, that stuff in place already to make sure that you're going to live, or not live, but to die. And hopefully they're taking away that life away from you, which is what they're doing. So they're watching you and they're saying, oh man, this person had too much life force. They want to live. They like life too much. So the next one now is in place, which they already pre-programmed on you. Maybe that one takes effect maybe in 5 years. So you come up now to 5 years. You're already running on maybe a third of your energy. So they take away, you know, more energy. Maybe you're living on half energy by the time your second barcode hits you. And then from there, now you're feeling really poor, really bad. You don't have much energy. And you still want to plug away. So now you're at 45, feeling like you're about 80 years of age. And they now set you up again because they're already pre-planned for you for your third one. Maybe they plan to let you live and suffer more for maybe 4 years. So now, at the age of 49 is when typically you're going to be dying because you have half your energy with you, maybe even less than what you're actually living on. Maybe you only have 20% to live on, and it gets worse and worse. At 45, you go, you know, life's too painful. I've had all these experiences that are negative. I have this wrong with me, that wrong with me. This other thing wrong with me, you know. My back hurts. I'm in pain. And at 49, you say, I give up. Body dies. And so when you get these death barcodes taken off of you, all of a sudden you get your energy back. And and people have told me that they literally feel like they're 10 years younger just doing the first one. So this is a dedication on you. It's not a simple clearing to do. It's not a real fast one. It takes typically 8 hours of time sitting at your computer to do this. And, you know, it's how much you want to live. And the cost is $150. It takes about 2 hours per death barcode. If you do the first three and you feel like you need more, then you can go in there. Just, you know, go to the website and just check it out, you know, and read the first page maybe like about four times so you fully get it. And you probably want to get light foods to eat because that would be necessary, I think, for a lot of people. And there's three clearings for each particular barcode. Now, if you have more of them, try to go through as much as you can. That's why I say have 8 hours. It's going to take you at least 2 hours per death barcode. So three of them times two is 6 hours, and I'm needing probably another couple hours if you have to go through your emotional trauma release. That's part two of the clearing. The first one's 1 hour. Second one's a half an hour, which is a trauma. Third one is spirit infusion. So the only variable in there is going to be the second part, which is going to be if you're, you know, get the blues if you feel sad because your emotional body now realizes that you're not immortal and that you could have died and you may be having that trauma. Some people, it affects them more than others. So you can keep clearing that. You can also go back into it later on and clear more of that if you need to. But, you know, at least do the clearing. And then as a bonus, you get a free another barcode removal. It's another 8 hours of time. Whatever you do on the first one, do on the second one. You find out that you need five barcodes and do five barcodes, and the other one is for emotional stress barcode release. And you want to probably do that. You can do it the next week if you want. I think most people don't have that luxury of time available for them because they're working. So you probably want to do it, you know, the next weekend. And both of those are wonderful. So it's $150 to get them all done and do it. It'll change your life. I haven't had anybody call me up yet or say it hasn't worked for them. They all feel wonderful. They feel great. In fact, all the healings that the Light Ship does work, you know, that none of them, don't, you know, that they always do something for you and you feel better. You may feel more peaceful, but you know, stuff gets taken away. But the death barcode one is just a wonderful clearing. If you want to feel better, I can't guarantee you're going to live longer. More than likely you will, but you will feel younger. And back to you, Sylvia. That's about all I can say on it. If you haven't had it, do it. And it's online. It's an online healing, and you go at your whenever you choose to. If you want to do it at 1 o'clock in the morning, then just, you know, get the 8 hours of time available to do it.
You know, you mentioned, you know, people feeling younger or having, you know, dramatic changes. And I would say that that's really true also for these, you know, 8-hour marathon healings that you've been doing on the weekends. You know, I've actually seen for myself, you know, like I usually will go to look in the mirror to see if there's a difference in my eyes, for example, because you talk about often how the more your spirit energy is in your body, the brighter your eyes will look. And I've seen my whole face change, my whole body change after one of these clearings where they're removing all of these energies from us that shouldn't be with us, that are not us, and bringing more of our spirit energy back to us. So it's really incredible how you can see those things instantly. I know this week they've been working on us, you know, on the light ship, kind of steadily through since the last 8-hour Sunday this last weekend. And, you know, I can feel those things coming out, and it's just incredible how that can change you in just a few minutes' time. So there's a great question here that just popped in on the regarding the death barcode from Ren, and he's asking anybody who's had that clearing, how difficult was it emotionally? He wants to clear his father, Ron, but he's concerned about how hard it may be on him.
Okay. Yes. Very, very good question. First of all, you don't have to ask or tell the person, you know, what you're doing if you do the light ship clearings. Any of the clearings can be done absentee without anybody knowing about it. So, you know, if you're listening and you're out there and you're maybe 65 years of age and, you know, you're having a parent that maybe is, you know, maybe 90, 95, and, you know, they're not doing very well, well, all these clearings help them. And even if you have like a brother or sister who doesn't believe in anything else, maybe they're very religious, they don't want to do anything but what their own religion is, you can still do the clearings for them. It will always work. And so you don't need to ask them for assistance or ask them if they, you know, would like to have it or try to convince them or anything like that. Just do it. And what happens is on absentee healings, the light ship takes a little bit longer to activate the energies because they don't want to change somebody's frame of reference too quickly. So on an absentee, I would say for that clearing, it'd probably take typically maybe a week for the person to actually feel the change. It'd be a gradual change. And as far as going through ups and downs, you have to do this yourself so you would possibly feel the emotional traumas on the second part of the clearing with the emotional body freaking out, okay? So it looks like Ren's a female, okay? So here we go. So the... So what you do is you'd probably want to clear the second part of the clearing a little bit longer. Or if you see maybe your father kind of freaking out, maybe depressed or something, then just go back onto the website and redo the emotional trauma release until they typically feel better. You know, maybe an hour or two would be great. I think most of the people, a half an hour is okay. I'd say probably 70% of the people listening, the other 30% are going to feel something. But the light ship on absentee clearings, they do it much gently or slower, and you're going to actually feel the difference at a much slower rate. Whereas when you're doing it yourself, you're going to have it instantly done to you. So, yeah, there's no problem. And by all means, you know, everybody typically has parents, and you know, you can change their life just by getting the stuff off of them. So this is a great healing to do, even if, you know, they're out of the country, or maybe you know a person that maybe you heard about, maybe is in the hospital or something. You know, maybe it's a young child that maybe you read in one of the tabloids or something, you know, or whatever on TV, you know, and your heart gets opened up and you want to do the healing, just get on there. But you have to do it for them. You're going to be the one that's going to be sitting there for the 8 hours of time. You can't not be there. And so just put their name in and do the clearing. Remember, they don't have to know about it because the light shift created them and their spirit wants to have the healing. And this is the way it works. So, you know, if you talk to people about something like that, they might say, no, I don't want that. Don't mess with my energetic system. I don't believe in any of this stuff here. You know, I have my own way of doing it. You know, I've heard all these stories, you know, from people. Basically, you know, if you hear somebody or you have a cousin who's maybe in the hospital, maybe they're in Europe or something, and you want to help them out, then do the clearing. It's amazing. It will work for them. It'll just take probably about a week. And all of a sudden you might hear, get a phone call saying, yeah, you know, they're doing much better in the hospital or something. So it's kind of up to you. But, you know, doing parents is a wonderful thing. Plus, they'll feel more energetic. You know, so if you see people as you're walking around and they're kind of hobbling and stuff and, you know, they don't want to live any longer because of what they're going through and recycling all their past pain and they're in that death cult situation getting more pain, by doing this, it's going to help them out tremendously. So back to you, Sylvia. Hope I answered the question.
Yeah, that was great. I would actually like to add a little bit to that from my experience. You know, some of you can probably relate. I've got a lot of different religions and different belief systems in my, you know, extended family. And there's quite a number of times where I've, you know, been able to do a light shift clearing for a family member or relative or close friend who was in need without, like, you know, actually having a conversation with them because due to their belief system, they wouldn't have been able to relate to it at all. However, I've seen dramatic and wonderful changes, including, you know, people that would have probably passed away by now, but they're still living and doing well. Or like just recently a big upset with a particular family member, you know, doing the emotional clearing online and other things just, you know, completely resolved that situation with them. So it's always been in my experience that it's gentle. There's never been any processing involved for that person or difficulties as they went through the clearing. And like Ron said, those energies are always so gently administered by the light beings, and they take a little longer with that process for people who are absentee so that they don't do anything jarring for them. And then also as regards the death barcode, I think different people experience the emotions of it differently depending on probably if they've had an emotional clearing or depending also if they're a very emotional person. Myself, when I went through it, I've actually already had emotional clearing, but I also am not, I don't run stuff through my emotional body so much. I tend to use my feeling body or others more. So, interestingly for me with the death barcode, it wasn't emotionally, upsetting, but my body, actually felt like I could feel the sorrow of my body to have been experiencing those difficulties, or it was like my body knew what was going to happen to it, and so it was more like a feeling situation. But it was all, you know, very, you know, really it's much easier to go through than what you would go through if you hadn't cleared those things, that's for sure. So I think it's a wonderful, wonderful gift that you can give to your loved ones. And you'll be really amazed at the results that happen. So let's see. We're at 7:50, Ron. We've got 5 minutes left. And let's see. I think we should talk a little bit about Sunday and the upcoming 4 different special events that people might want to take part in.
Okay, so for the first three Sundays of this month, we are doing our marathon clearing here. It starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and naturally back east in New York, we'll say if you're in New York, a lot of people that I see back there when I go to the expo, which will be middle of October here at the new New Yorker Hotel. It's put on by Mark Becker, which is the New Life Expo. But basically, we're doing three special Sundays, and the cost is $200. Included in that is the Saturday call. So there'll be three adjacent Sundays back-to-back, and the Saturday call is on the 19th. So the dates will be the 6th, 13th, and 20th. And then on the 19th, we do the four-hour call. If you have a husband or wife, you know, a spouse or somebody living with you, significant other, they're half price. So it would be $200 for you, maybe $100 for that other person. And then your children, if they're living at home and they're 18 and under, are free, and so are your pets and animals. If you have a child that's out of the household living, we'll say that they're 25, well, you can include them for $100 also. So your family, anybody after that is $100. So this is the way it works. Get on the call. You sit back, relax. The time goes by very quickly. 8 hours in linear time is a lot. On the light shift, it's like about a half an hour. And the people are amazed who are on the call that you know, all of a sudden, you know, you blink your eye and we break every hour, and it just seems like every 5 minutes we're breaking. That's kind of the way I feel with it. We do special water charging on the call. We do spirit infusion. And the call is mainly to get rid of the energies that the aliens brought us. And these energies are in our physical body, in our spirit body. And when you go to the light ship, you're put in quarantine. So these are parts of you that could never have a healing, because if they were to go to the light ship would terminate that instantly. So if you had a problem with your big toe and your big toe was brought to the light ship, it would be disintegrated. Why? Because the light ship does not allow darkness on it. It can't have any kind of breach of energy on that, otherwise it would be in darkness. So this is why we go to the quarantine rooms outside of the light ship. So it takes away these energies from you, and they work with the shapeshifters, the octopus, the squid. You know, you could check on the archives on BBS just to get a little clue of what's happening if you don't know about them. One of the archives is 11/30/07. Quite a while ago, and the other archive is 10/10/08, and we took out a lot of these extraterrestrial critters. Also, on the website, you can go to the alien parasitic removal, alien attack removal. It's on the left side, again, on the navigation link. It's $30 a month, and it's designed to get these alien life forms, alien beings off of you, alien races, and alien critters. Also, it can get rid of websites that you've been to in the past. And so a lot of people have felt physical hits, that's what we kind of call it, from going into other websites to talk about things. What happens is the website is probably somehow energetically connected by the aliens. I'm not saying the practitioner or the person who put the website up is a dark side person. What I am saying is that the website sometimes can attack you, okay, just by going on to it. And so you can also use that website and put it into the alien attack removal. There's many drop-down boxes there you can go to. It's kind of a lot of fun. For most people, when they see it for the first time, they are completely overwhelmed. This is what I hear from people. They go, oh, geez, this is way too much stuff to get off me. Well, when you start working with it, you find out how really messed up you are, because you start feeling better. And all of a sudden, that particular page is your best friend. And I have people who are on it probably a couple hours a day. And they say, man, every day they feel much better and better, and they can't believe how much better they feel, you know, just by going on to the thing for like a week or two. And it's mainly designed to get aliens off of you at night that are attacking you. And so you can go on there, put the light beam up, leave it on your monitor screen. You have to probably, you know, go to your screensaver, take that off, and also go to your control panel. I think you go into the power settings so that you can leave your monitor on all the time. And have the light beam up. You can have it up for 8 hours, and it will give you some protection and take away these beams as they try to abduct you at night. And this is what why I put it on there, because I get a lot of people when I go to the conferences, they kind of walk up to me and they start to whisper in my ear. They go, Ron, what do I do? I've been abducted here. You know, I've had it for my whole life. I have children out there and other planets up on ships. Some people actually know that they have children and actually see them, and they get taken up to view them, and they get traumatized. Because all of a sudden they go, man, I've been messed with, you know, by these aliens. You know, I don't have any free will. Well, this particular page can help you to bring back your energy and to get them off of your back and out of your body. So that's the whole thing is, you know, how far do you want to connect with your spirit, and how much do you want your spirit to be integrated with you? This is what these calls are about, is to get more of these alien life forms out of you so that you can have more spirit. So the first call will be this coming Sunday. Like I said, it's 10 o'clock PST, 1 o'clock Eastern. And you can go onto the website. I believe it's posted now there. And it'll give you the phone number and the PIN number to get on. If you have any problem, just send me an email, healing@creationlightship.com. I'll get that and get back with you as soon as I can. I'll leave your phone number. So it's very affordable. You can use PayPal. And if you're going to be on a call for 28 hours for next month physically, and you're going to be on the light ship for the whole month too. The people that were on the last calls are still there. So this particular call is about physical body organ rejuvenation along with your nervous system rejuvenation. So our time is coming to a close. I'll say blessings to all of you. Our next show is Friday, and it's on Station 2. The same basic time, but 5 minutes earlier. So I'll say goodnight to everybody and blessings. So see you later, everybody. Bye.
Blessings, everyone, and thank you again to Sylvia for calling and for all of those of you who are typing into the fast chat and listening. So it's been wonderful to be with you. We'll see you Friday. Until then, stay heart-centered and, you know, just realize that you have everything you need within you, and we don't need to go outside of ourselves looking for our spiritual connection. So good night and blessings, everyone.